There may be more important medical stories or medical situations, but I can't name them off the top of my head. Vaccines, that is the issue that's being pushed down our throats on so many levels, health-wise, liberty-wise, otherwise. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is on that wall. She is there, and it's always a pleasure to have her on. We'll talk about her vaccine course, of course, masteringvaccineinfo.com, vaxter.com. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Daniel. It's always a pleasure to be here and to have a conversation with you for your audience. It's just awesome.
Well, why don't you tell us about your vaccine course? Because we've been promoting it and we run a commercial on it and I've been saying different things. So why don't you, I want to hear it from you. What is your vaccine course? How can people learn about it and get involved in it?
Well, it is a twice a year offering. We offer, it's an 8-week online course, and for some reason that question comes up a lot. I've gotten emails from people saying, I'm not available that weekend, and where is it being offered? Well, it's not a weekend. It's literally an 8-week course. It's done from the comfort of your own home, so it's an online course. Last time that we offered the course in the spring, we had people who enrolled from 18 countries. So,
wow.
So the information that's in the course, it applies globally. It's a 8-week course. It's a basic boot camp course because our goal is to get everyone on the same page, marching in the same direction, having a really solid foundation in the basics. Things like how do you really explain the lack of safety and what efficacy really means. We go through a really deep dive. There's 4 actual modules on smallpox and polio because if you know when you start out the conversation with somebody that's new to the discussion, that's what always comes up first. Well, what about smallpox and polio? So we go through all the real history about that and teach you how to discuss that with family and friends. We have a very intense, long module on herd immunity. We teach you how to read a package insert because many people will say, well, you know, somebody just needs to read a package insert, which is all well and good if you have a medical background. But if you do not and you open up that long, big package insert, it can look like it's written in Russian or French or German to you because there's so much there and you don't know where the important sections are. So we walk you through that so then you can take that information and pass it on to family and friends. And then we talk about the walk-up of the schedule, starting from 1985 and then to 91 and then to 2000 and where we are today, a little bit about vaccine tracking and how to get yourself out of the vaccine tracking system, and we talk about vaccine financing. Now, those are the educational modules inside of the boot camp course, and in between those modules, my business partner, Matt, does a training on language training. So we teach you how to communicate without heat, what is the best way to open a discussion with a brand new person, how to get out of a heated situation without losing friends and family. We actually do an entire session on internet safety, and now with the trolls and the targeting and the censorship, that module I think is probably one of the most important modules in the entire course. So it's an 8-week online course. The modules open up for you to review them in the comfort of your own home. They are all done in 2 different formats.
So Sherry, you don't have to, it's not like you don't have to be there every day for 8 weeks on a specific day. You could listen to it at your convenience,
whenever.
Correct? Okay.
And you're totally at your convenience. The modules are available, each module. Now, I want people to think about it this way. If you went to your local community college or your local university, people would enroll in a course. You would look at the course catalog and go, I want to take that course. You would go over to the college and you would enroll. And then the college has an enrollment period. And our enrollment period is from September 26th through midnight on October 1st. So at 12:01 a.m. on October 1st, enrollment closes. And after that time, you cannot enroll in the course until February of 2020. And then, like a community college, after everyone's enrolled, a few days later, the course actually begins. And our course actually begins on October the 4th. So on October the 4th, the first lesson becomes available that you can log into our educational portal and you watch the lesson. And the lesson is like a PowerPoint with a voiceover. It's in an MP4 format. You can stop it, start it, roll it back. We really encourage everyone to buy a 3-ring binder and have a notebook and take notes. Actually, as soon soon as the course closes for enrollment, we actually send you a Word document with recommended how you should set up your three-ring binder with the various tabs. So the only other thing after you purchase the course that you really need to buy, if you don't have one already, is to go to Office Max or, you know, some equivalent place, get a 2 or 3 inch thick three-ring binder, some notebook paper, and a set of tabs. And because this is going to be your permanent record of this course, and you'll be taking notes while you're watching the lessons, and then every Thursday night when we have an online discussion group, it's me, Matt, and the entire class that we communicate through a Zoom platform. We take your questions. You can submit questions in advance. We discuss the first, it's about 70 minutes. The first half is very didactic, and we talk about the specifics in the course. We bring in some other elements that haven't been discussed in your lessons. And then at that point in time, if you want to log off, you can. But then we leave like about a 25, 30 minute open forum, just casual discussion, so you feel like you're part of a class and building and becoming, knowing us and knowing each other and becoming part of a community. And that's every Thursday night. Now, if you work on Thursday night, if you go to church, if you've got other commitments, or you're in some strange time zone, like last time, Daniel, we had a person who enrolled from Kakistan. So,
oh, wow.
You know, they were 12 time zones away. Well, all of that is recorded. The lessons are already recorded. You can communicate and ask questions about the lessons inside the portal. It becomes very obvious how to use it. The Thursday night classes are all recorded, and it's inside of your educational portal. So you log in with your username and your password, and it's all there. And you have access to that, all of that material for a full year. So if you fall behind, if, you know, life gets in the way, you end up going on vacation or your boss sends you somewhere on business and you miss something, you don't have to feel like you've missed anything, and you're not behind. I mean, you have an entire year to catch up, and we also encourage everyone to go through the material over and over again, because repetition is the key to learning. And if you want to get these language skills in place and you want to be able to communicate on the basics, because everybody who knows vaccine information, they may say, well, I already know the basics. Well, do you really? And if you do, can you communicate it to the next person who doesn't have a clue in the world what you're talking about? And that's concept of our boot camp.
Okay, a few thoughts. Several thoughts, but key things. Who would buy this? Who would listen to this? Who would enroll this? It's somebody. Don't assume because you have a basic idea, you've been listening to the Power Hour, even you've been listening to Sherry Tenpenny. Don't think that you have enough information to go out there and now really be proactive. This is like getting a bachelor in vaccine study kind of. It's almost like a mini degree almost you're getting in this. Am I accurate here? Is that kind of the thought?
That's kind of the thought. It's the basics. It's where you begin with conversations with people who are new to the topic, because they're going to have cognitive dissonance, and it teaches you how to communicate the bases and engage in them with the conversation and start to move the conversation forward. Because the tagline on our boot camp course is to become confident parents, intelligent leaders, and articulate activists. So confident parents, which means you'll never second guess your decision again about vaccinating your children. You'll know what is the right thing to do and how to proceed, because you will trust your own decision making. To become intelligent leaders, you know, a leader isn't somebody like Sherry Tenpenny who stands on a stage, or like Daniel that has a radio platform. A leader is who you sit, is being the person that you help your individual community, the people that you go to church with, or the people that sit across from you having dinner. You're becoming a leader in your own sphere of influence is very important, to be able to show that you've got the confidence because you've gone through this educational platform to get really good at the basics. And then articulate activists, you know, so there's so much activity going on, as you know. We've talked about it many times on your show, and I know you've talked about it just on your own, what's happening with these legislative mandates and how you get appointments with your legislators and how you feed them them sound bites, because you don't want to walk in to talk to your legislator with a 4-inch thick manual and a ton of stuff to throw on their desk, because it's just not going to work. So we teach you how to be articulate activists, how to ask questions, how to plant seeds. In fact, one of the themes that run all the way through the boot camp course is the whole concept of sowing seeds, and that's one of the bonuses that you get when you sign up for the course, is an ebook I wrote on sowing seeds and a little PowerPoint presentation to keep you motivated on sowing seeds, because that's the solid theme. People get discouraged when they start to share things and they get shut down or kicked off of Facebook or unfriended or, you know, all of those social media things. And our goal is to let people go, just next, just move on, keep sowing seeds. My job is to sow seeds, because you never know which seed is going to be important, which seed is going to land on fertile soil, and when it lands on fertile soil, you have no idea how long it's going to take to sprout and grow. So your job is to learn this information, the basics, to be able to sow those seeds. And then if you want specific information on specific vaccines, the advanced training comes through VaccineU, which is vaccineu.com. But that specific training, that's advanced training courses on specific vaccines. But you have to start with the basics first, and that's why we call it a boot camp.
Fantastic. I'm just so
excited.
Oh, and
I want to say one additional thing that was kind of answer your question about who would do this. Well, the course is designed for everyone. And when I mean everyone, I mean from all levels of education. So the stay-at-home mom with a high school education can get a ton of information out of this. College graduates, we've got PhD people in the courses. We've had chiropractors. We've even had a few MDs take the course, because not only do you get the lessons and the Thursday night discussion group, every one of the lessons has something we call the doc box, DOCBOX, which stands for document box. And every single lesson comes with anywhere from 4 to 20 PDF files of mainstream peer-reviewed medical literature that supports everything that we talked about and that we put together inside of an individual course. So that's, so physicians can say, oh, where did you get this information? Or here's the footnoted reference. And oh, by the way, the PDF of that reference is in your doc box. Now, anything in the doc box you can print out. What else also comes as is printable is a course outline and a course objective. And at the end of every course, there's a quiz. And the quiz will let you know how well that you have done after you've listened to the material. Did you really learn what you were supposed to learn? So you can print out the course outline and take notes on it. You can see the objectives of what's going to be inside of the course. You can take the quiz. You can download and print all of the documents in the doc box. The one thing that you cannot download are the MP4 files and also the actual lessons. You can't download them because, you know, well-meaning individuals will say, everybody should see this and start uploading it to YouTube, and then it's then we're done, we're cooked. So you have to log in to actually watch those materials inside of the portal, but all the rest of that belongs to you, and that's why we recommend a 3 or a 4-inch thick 3-ring binder if you want to print out all of the documents and create your own study manual.
That's fantastic. I mean, I can't say enough about this and how we support this topic and how important it is. MasteringVaccineInfo.com is the main website. They can also go to Vaxter, and they can fill out something at the bottom of Vaxter. Is there a phone number people can call?
No, there's no phone number, but if you want to enroll in this course, and the open enrollment is only for 4 more days, you go to mastering.vaccineinfo.com/enroll now.
Okay,
so mastering.vaccineinfo.com/enroll now, and that will take you directly to where you enroll. The course is $595, or you can do it in 2 payments of $325 each. The $325 is due now. The second payment is due November 1st. If you don't make that payment on November 1st, you're locked out of the course. So you only get to see the first 4 weeks. We offer a money-back guarantee if after you've gone through the first lessons and the first Thursday night class and you go, I don't like this. This isn't what I thought it was going to be. I'm really, you know, it's way too much information. I can't take it all in. Or, gee, I think I know this already. I know it all and I don't want to participate. You have until Friday, I believe it's, whatever that first Friday is. I believe it's the 10th or the 11th. It's the 11th. Friday on October 11th at 1 p.m. Eastern time. If you decide this is not for me or for whatever reason you don't want to do it, you just send us an email, no questions asked, and we'll just refund your money.
Yeah, so you have nothing to lose, really. If you don't like it, don't see benefit of it, then there's nothing to lose. Another overarching thought. You mentioned the word, and we've seen this, you know, the book 1984, and the world we live in looks more like 1984 every day. Cognitive dissonance. Okay, now, the reason I'm so hyper-aware of this is really because of my in-laws. Because we have these discussions with my in-laws, and over the weekend at the family reunion, I had a discussion with some. They might be listening, so I'm going to be careful. But this is typical, and this is not negative. The pervasive idea is vaccines are safe and effective, and they help people. What is the problem? That is the overarching idea, that when you start even questioning any of this, not only are you questioning that idea, but now you question a whole framework, a whole medical industry, all the degrees, all the universities, all the time, money, and student loans, and everything we see in all the polio people from 1950 until now. My God, you're fighting a whole massive financial engine that is bigger than the stock market almost when you challenge just that simple idea. But the reality is, yes, that is not true. I mean, how do you even broach that concept with somebody?
Well, you summed it up, and you're actually correct. I mean, we have a multi-generational indoctrination that vaccines are safe, they keep you from getting sick, and they're as necessary as oxygen. And that is so ingrained in, you know, 200 years of propaganda that when suddenly you go, well, maybe not so fast. Let's pull these things apart and look at what safety really means and how they've never done any safety testing on any vaccines. And we've got documented, you know, lawsuit winning proof to show that they've never done anything to improve safety in the last 32 years already in just America. Let's look at what the word effective really means. The general consumer would think effective means it works and keeps you from getting sick. But what effective really means scientifically is that you inject foreign matter into the human body to generate an antibody, which is trying to get rid of that foreign matter. You can have a very high antibody level in your blood and still contract the infection you're trying to prevent. So what good is it? So effective is not a synonym with protection. And those are two of the deep dives that we take in the very first lesson in the boot camp course, is really dig deep into the whole issue of safety and efficacy. And to the third point of your question about cognitive dissonance, you know, when you look back historically, that vaccination, you know, was developed by Jenner in 1799. It came into widespread use in the early 1800s. We had the first mandatory vaccination laws passed in the UK in 1853. That was the same year that the anti-vaccination movement started. It was called Our Baby's Battle. So from 1853 till now, we have money, we have politics, we have unsustainable, unsupportive science that was based on a faulty premise to begin with that is moved forward by the money machine. We have the anti-vaccine movement that started as Our Baby's Battle. 160 years later, we are still fighting this industry. So when vaccination first became widely accepted, that there was no medical education as we know it today. You became a doctor either by buying the license, by becoming an apprentice, by just hanging out a shingle and saying, hey, I'm here and I'm going to be the doctor. And so when vaccination was rolled into medical education, it was presumed to be the first procedure that physicians could get their hands around that was supposedly supposed to help people with their health. And it was the way that they could charge for this procedure and start to make money. So from the very inception disruption of the medical industry and medical education as we know it today, it was interwoven with the concept that about vaccination. So when you start to say, well, vaccines really aren't good and they really cause more harm than help, and we're trying to avoid an infection but we're causing disease, and you start laying out the casework for that and showing documentation of it, physicians start going, well, wait a minute. You are taking a woven carpet and you're taking the edge of a little string and you start to pull and pull and pull. And first thing you know, that entire carpet becomes unwound because you've taken out vaccination that they believed in. Well, if they don't believe in vaccines, then do they believe in the whole pharmaceutical paradigm? And what do I do for a living is I write words on a little white piece of paper and hand it out and make lots of money doing that, because that's how the pharmaceutical industry pays me indirectly. Directly to make a living is by writing words on a piece of paper called a prescription and handing it to someone, making them $1 trillion a year. And suddenly you go, oh, well, those little plastic pills that I'm asking people to take for their blood pressure, their diabetes, their all of those things that are petroleum-based products, let me see. Maybe I shouldn't believe in that either. Maybe we can change things with diet and lifestyle and nutrition and supplements and getting extra sleep and exercise and losing. Wow, how do I make a living at that? And Whoa. So rather than going down that pike and really understanding that physicians are intended to be experts in anatomy, physiology, and biochemistry, and instead what physicians are today are glorified drug reps that hand out pills for a living and think that they're doing something good for their patients. And it's not about whether you like your doctor. You could love your doctor. You might be married to the doctor that you love. We're talking about performance, and we're talking about what they do for a living is hurting people, not helping people. And it's so sad, Daniel, because the vast number of people go into nursing or into being a pharmacist or being a physical therapist or being a physician because when they're 18, 19, 20 years old, they're wide-eyed and they think they're going into the helping profession to help people. And then suddenly they come out at the other end of their training, $400,000 in debt, and they realize they're not helping a single person.
And they better prescribe those drugs. They better prescribe those drugs and do those vaccines so they can pay for that school loan.
That's exactly right.
We'll be back right after this break. There's the music more with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, MasteringVaccineInfo.com. You're listening to the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Hour, and I wanted to let you know about the Mastering Vaccine Information Bootcamp from Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, an 8-week online intensive training course that covers herd immunity and the truth about what safe and effective really means. Most importantly, you will learn key concepts to stand your ground. The course information coupled with the language training is what makes this course both unique and powerful. Open enrollment is from September 26th through October 1st. Sign up by visiting MasteringVaccineInfo.com.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM Sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Love that beat line on Feel Good Friday here. We got Dr. Tenpenny. I'd like to make you aware of the Power Mall. If you're a new listener, this is how we fund this radio show. It's not cheap to put this out through satellite, through shortwave, through terrestrial radio, through internet, all the different varieties that this show is available. We're here because you buy from us. You support us. And we support you by bringing you the greatest products that we know out there. ThePowerMall.com. The greatest supplements, the greatest people, the greatest minds like Dr. Tenpenny. We bring them the greatest political opinions and perspectives. We bring them here to the Power Hour because of you. This is your show because we don't get a check from George Soros. We don't get a check from Merck. Pfizer is not going to write a check. We don't have their advertising dollars. Have you been watching TV lately and seeing all the drug commercials? It used to be illegal for the drug companies to promote on TV. It used to be illegal. Now they do it with impunity. And you don't think they're influencing it and shaping and the corporations are doing it? We are independent thought here, or at least my thought and your thought. But believe me, it's an independent thought. And my in-laws would definitely say it's independent. So there you go. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Great specials. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your purchases, your donations, your prayers, your attention, your thoughts. We did this week. It was really cool to be able to talk to you. I'm going to do it next Monday, and I'm saying on Monday because shortwave is the next day. So when you hear me now on shortwave, it's going to be the same day. So Monday, whatever date that is that the 1st? Is that October 1st? I don't know. Whatever it is, or the 30th, I don't know. This Monday in 2 days, or Monday is today if you're listening on shortwave. How's that for a Back to the Future moment? I will be answering phones at the Power Mall after 1:30 Central for a little while. I got to talk to everybody. It was so good to talk to the people I talked to, Camille and Rick and John and Mary and Susan. Talked to Susan for a little bit. It was very cool to talk to you and hear what's going on in your lives and to hear your feelings and opinions. And that's what this show is about, empowering you, making something lasting and moving in your life. So thank you. So if you're listening today, Friday, or on Monday, I'll be on the phones, manning on the Power Malls. When you call, I would love to hear from you. Even if you don't want to buy anything, it'd be great to hear from you. So just wanted to put that in there. The Power Mall, 877-817-9829. And of course, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's course, very crucial course. There is nothing that I can think of that is more present medically and in our face that carries across so many avenues and facets of our life as this vaccine issue. When they are debating whether to force adults to be able to be part of society in a social credit type system, China looming here, ladies and gentlemen, Google, that they can even function without vaccines, this is pretty darn important. And it even goes beyond health. Now we're talking liberty, which, you know, health is liberty, but that's another thing. Every facet of your life is encapsulated in this issue. And the more power you can have and the more, once you have education, once you have conviction, you cannot be moved and watch this issue change. Watch how fast this issue changes for you, for your family, for those around you when you can be trained. See, I need this because I'm like a bull in a china shop and I talk to my in-laws and just make them mad. You know, and try to just, you know, I'm sowing seeds, but it's like with a chisel and a hammer. I need to sow seeds. I need to be like Sherry Tenpenny. I need to be a little bit more directed here. But, you know, whatever it takes, I guess. This is a battle for our lives. MasteringVaccineInfo.com/enroll now. MasteringVaccineInfo.com/enroll now. So there you go. Back to Sherry Tenpenny. Was that good? Did I do that right? Is that right on the address, Dr. Tenpenny?
Yes, you're right. That's the, you know, /enroll now. And in the future, if you want to see, and you can actually get to the boot camp enrollment through this site too. I mean, coursesformastery.com, courses4mastery.com is a landing page that has all of our elements in one place. It talks about the boot camp, Vaccine U, which is the advanced training courses, about Vaxter.com, and that's our news site and our educational platform for daily news that will start up again on October the 2nd, Tenpenny Integrated Medical Center, which is my medical clinic here in Cleveland. And it just got to the point, you know, Daniel, when you would say, or I'd be on other radio programs and the host would say, so where do they contact you? And I felt a little bit like deer in the headlights because there were so many ways. So I created this new site, courses4mastery.com, courses4mastery.com, where everything is there. So you can just, it's like one-stop shopping. You can just go there, see all the different educational elements that we are offering and we're continuing to build because we are determined that we want to be the corner educational process for this vaccine information so that you can take this forward. And as we talked about early at the first part of the show, to be a competent parent, intelligent leader, and articulate activist.
Fantastic. I love it. My better half here, my beautiful wife, is joining us.
Thank you.
Hi, Tristan.
Hey. Good to be here.
Dr. Tenpenny, she has read your book, Say No to Vaccines. I had it on the shelf, and she's read, I think, most of it, and she's telling me things. I'm like, really, really? And I'm really learning from her some of these specific things. And I think generally we have concepts of things, but then when you dive down to it, that's what your course is about. So we're going to get into a couple things about our immune system overall, just some really big macro ideas that really make you question these things. But before I do, and just quickly, I don't want to go into this long way, but here's something I hear, and I'm going to say this to you, Dr. Tenpenny, and I want, how would you respond to this? If somebody said, well, you are an anti-science, anti-vaccine quack who are using fear to risk and endanger the lives of everybody that you talk to. How dare you? How would you respond to that?
Well, I would say that's kind of... First I'd say you're illiterate, and second, but before I would say that, I would say, isn't that like the pot calling the kettle black? I mean, first of all, you say that we're anti-science. I have over 10,000 articles accumulated at the Tenpenny Research Library from peer-reviewed medical journals showing problems associated with vaccines. Would you like to sit down and have a debate about that?
Oh, anybody can twist though. Anybody can twist those things, and you come up and twist your ideas a certain ways. I don't believe
it.
I work in a hospital. I see these sick children. How dare you endanger the lives of these children?
And how dare you think that injecting foreign matter into little children will in any way improve their health?
Well, it's good enough for me. Good enough for my parents. I got vaccines. Nothing wrong with me. Look how healthy I am.
Really? How many prescription daily medications are you on?
16. Don't you worry about it. My doctor said they're good for me. Don't worry about it. What do you know?
Yeah, just like we think that vaccines are good for you, too, and as good for you and as necessary as oxygen. Do you have any idea? Could you list 3 or 4 of the ingredients that are in vaccines? Do you have any idea what's coming through that needle?
How dare you? My doctor told me they're good for me. I know exactly what's in it. He would give me anything that's not good for me. What do you think you know better than them?
Yes, I do, because I've spent 19 years and more than 40,000 hours of my life researching this. I can assure you, your doctor hasn't even read a package insert.
I don't know how you sleep at night. I don't know how you sleep at night.
Very well, quite frankly.
You did pretty good. See, those are the things I hear from my in-laws.
But wait, I want to take a step back, because this is so important. Because
yes.
Did you notice that everything that you said, that how I responded was with a question?
I threw it back
in your lap. How many prescription drugs are you on? Do you have any idea what the ingredients are in the vaccines? Do you know what you're doing, and how do you think that this improves anybody's health? And did you notice that I didn't get heated or emotional at all, but you did? And this is exactly part of the training inside of our boot camp course. This is how we train people to respond to those sorts of silly verbal attacks, because they have nothing to stand on except verbally attacking people, name calling, saying you're a quack or tinfoil hat or whatever types of things they are, because they will not come to the table and have an adult to adult, really well structured discussion about it. Their only retort is to call you names and to try to shut you down and disparage your studied opinion on the topic.
Well, I have noticed that people have, it's almost like a talking point that they're given or something. It's like you're an anti-science, anti-vaccine. It's like that's you know, stamped in their brain. That's what they spit out, like they vomit on reflex or something. When somebody tells me that,
that's what they've been conditioned to say.
Well, when I hear that, well, you're an anti-vaccine, anti-science quack, I said, well, no, you're pro-dumb. See, that's me. See, that's what I say. You're just pro-dumb.
Well, but, see, I don't care to lob insults back at people other than to say that, that physicians are medically illiterate. They're just illiterate. I mean,
okay, stop. Hold on. Uh-huh. This is such the crux. What you're saying right now, I'm telling you, because I've had pretty heated discussions. I'm telling you, I've had all across the board discussions with all kinds of, I was at the restaurant yesterday at my daughter's party and having this discussion with the waitress, and she looked at me like I was deer in headlights, but she started to listen. So that was good. But anyway, you just hit on the crux of this whole thing. You just hit on it. For me to believe you, for me to listen to you, I have to at least have the concept in my mind that the whole medical industry might be at least wrong, if not lying to me. And that's such a big leap for people. That, to me, I promise you, that is the core of this, of waking people up. If I believe you, Dr. Tenpenny, then you're telling me my doctor is A, either wrong, or B, flat out lying to me.
And I would say I agree with you. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Oh,
exactly.
How can I? can't you see it, people? How dare you? Who do you think you are? I mean, this is the man on the street argument that goes on in people's heads.
I wouldn't be alive if I didn't take my 12 pills a day.
Yeah, I'd be dead if I didn't have all my diabetes medicine, my sugar pills. I'd be dead. Never mind, you know, the vaccine. Anyway,
Never mind that perhaps if you changed your diet, lost 50 pounds, you wouldn't need to take that sugar pill.
Oh, well, what are you judging me? Are you judging me?
One of the conferences I spoke at when I was in Europe this last month, I spoke at a conference in Slovenia, and then I spoke at a conventional medical conference in London, England, to about 40 very conventional, very scientific, research-oriented MDs, and they wanted me to talk about the connection between vaccines and cancer. And I'm going to make this really super short, because after I gave my presentation, I got a lot of people there were like four or five people that were like, the cognitive dissonance was like dripping off of them as they were asking me and saying these things that were just outrageous. And one guy from the other side of the room, he was from Jordan. He was a medical researcher from Jordan. Let me back up one step. There was a oncologist there from Pittsburgh who actually said, you're just giving such a one side of this story. How can you just stand up there and say this? And I said, well, because quite frankly, you know the other side very thoroughly. You never hear this side. All you ever hear is how good vaccines are and that somehow they've saved humanity. And then there was a gentleman from Jordan, an MD from Jordan, who stood up and looked at the guy from Pittsburgh and said, you know, I really think that what she said is so important because she's bringing to the table a whole bunch of things that none of us ever considered before. All we ever hear is that vaccines are great and they've done great things. We never hear the other side.
That's a great point.
And this is something, and he said, if you take, let's just assume that only 1% of what she has said in the last hour is true, just 1%. What if you took that 1% and examined it and then decided that it was either correct or incorrect? And if it was incorrect, okay, that's fine. You can walk away and pretend you never heard it. But what if 1% of what she said was correct? Then maybe 2%, and then maybe 5% of what she said was correct. How would that change how you do things in your practice if only 5% of what she said was true?
Well, doctors used to recommend cigarettes. I mean, cigarettes are good for you. Here, start smoking. That'll help your anxiety. This is good for you. So it's not like they've haven't been wrong on major things. That was such a good point, what you just said. And that is the bottom line when it comes to these force vaccines. I am all for parents having control, for lack of a better word. I don't know, whatever word you want to use. Supervision. Responsibility. That's the word. Responsibility for their children. Parents have responsibility for their children. They can make medical decisions for their children. That's their decision. This is where I go nuts on my in-laws. I go apey. This is when I start alienating them and they don't want to see me for 6 months. When you tell me that you are for forced vaccinations and that I am threatening their children because my children are not vaccinated and that all people need to by force be vaccinated, that underlies what you just said. Let's have this discussion. What if 1% of what Dr. Cherry Tenpenny said is even true? What if 1%, is it possible that 1% of what this great lady has proposed here or brought up is true? How in God's green earth can you sit there and be mandating vaccines and forcing them at basically the point of a gun or taking their kids? How in the hell can you do this if any bit of this is true? Is it even possible? Then slow your roll, California. Slow your freaking roll, please.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, part of my presentation to this group was about fetal bovine serum and a whole lot of things about the contaminant viruses in the cow blood, in the fetal bovine serum that are used to develop biologics. And this gentleman that was from Jordan said, you know, I'm listening to this. He said, I use fetal bovine serum in all of my research, and now I'm wondering, with what you've said about the contaminants, he said, my last round of experiments, he said, 9 out of 10 of my experimental animals died. And I'm wondering now if it's because of all these horrible contaminants inside of this fetal bovine serum that it never even crossed my mind to investigate. He said, this is just astonishing to me. And he said, and if I take that and go further with the things that you said, he said, I'm sure I'm going to find more astonishing things.
Wow.
He said, and so he said to the guy in Pittsburgh, he said, you say she's not giving a balanced presentation. He said, I would say what she's bringing to the discussion is a form of trying to create some balance because we have none of it. All we ever hear is how great vaccines are.
Great point. Fantastic point. My wife is here. She read this one. Let's bring this up about the immune system, how the immune system works just in general. This was like a spotlight to me on this whole discussion, and I think it's very important. Tristan, you were reading the one part about the two immune systems. Just summarize this.
Okay, how a person has immune response, and there's two different responses, a humoral, which is the antibody response, and the cell-mediated, and you need to get both of those involved in order for...
True immunity.
And how the vaccines only do one, which is a humoral response. So you will never, like you said, get protection from a vaccine.
So yeah, explain that, Dr. Tenpenny.
Explain that, and then explain what it does when you give a little baby a vaccine when they're little, what it does to their immune response.
Well, there are two arms. Boy, we're going to run out of time to really do this justice, but there's two arms of the immune system. One is called Th1, which is the innate immune system that you're born with. Then there's the Th2 side of the equation, which is the humoral side of the immune system, which is what you develop. And the humoral side is what, when you get a vaccine and you develop an antibody, or you have a real infection like chickenpox and measles, and you develop a different type of antibody, but you develop an antibody. And it's the interaction between the Th1 arm of your immune system, the innate side, and the Th2, which is the humoral side, the interface between both of those arms of your immune system in the presence of fever that is so important to long-term integrity and long-term health. And in fact, I want to offer this to your audience right here, right now, Daniel, and we've never done this before, but if they want to send me an email, if they send me an email at courses4mastery, M-A-S-T-E-R-Y, courses4mastery@gmail.com, I will email them back a free ebook that I wrote, and the title of the ebook is The Importance of Fever. It's about 12, 15 pages long. It's a really good summary with documented from the medical literature on why fever is so important to your long-term immune system health. And, you know, and part of the problem is that pediatricians and doctors have propagated this whole thing about, oh, hey, don't get a fever and, you know, call me if you get a fever. And so they incite this fear, like you talked about earlier, that fever is bad. And parents, they actually have coined a term for that called fever phobia. And parents actually think if their child gets a fever of like 99, 100, 102, it's going to go to 104, 110, 120, and the child's going to like spontaneously combust right before their eyes. And what we need to tell parents is how important it is to offer comfort, how important it is to keep them hydrated. And when is it important in the presence of fever to call your doctor? Because there are times when the doctor does need to be called, and I discuss all of that in that little ebook. So if anybody wants to send me an email at coursesformastery@gmail.com, I will I'll add you to our email list, and in exchange for that, I will send you the ebook, The Importance of Fever.
Oh, very good. Well, thank you. Coursesformastery@gmail.com. We have just a few minutes left. It's flu season, or supposedly, allegedly flu season, and CVS will give me $5 if I run in there and get my flu shot. They'll give me $5 credit to the drugstore there. Should I run in and go claim my $5?
Don't get your $5. Don't go to Giant Eagle and get $20 off your grocery. Don't go to your doctor's office and let them give you anything. The multi-dose flu shot still has mercury in it. And it 85% of the time when you get sick during what I call sugar season, which is Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, when you've completely suppressed your immune system with sugar, and now you're inside and you're all stressed out and you're not sleeping well and you're eating all this junk food, and then suddenly you become more susceptible to a virus that we call the flu. But 85% of the time when you get sick with something during the winter, it's caused by some other virus or bacteria other than influenza. Influenza only causes illness about 15% of the time, and that CDC data over the last 19 years that I crunched the numbers on that. So if a flu shot works at all, it's going to keep you from getting sick from influenza viruses, which only happens 15% of the time. So you could do much better by cutting back on the sugar, increasing your vitamin D, and staying away from flu shots.
Is it true that the flu shots, they only have a certain strain and they usually don't hit the strain anyway?
They have 3 to 4 strains per shot, depending on if you get a trivalent or a quadrivalent vaccine. Almost all the ones now that they're using are quadrivalent. That's 2 strains of influenza A and 2 strains of influenza B, which greatly increases your risk of a severe reaction. We've talked about that. There's all that data is available inside of the Tenpenny Research Library. If you go there, all you have to do is register. It's free. You can go in and register, click on, you know, accept the confirmation email and click on the registration. You can go in and look for influenza. It's probably the largest section inside of our entire collection is problems associated with flu shots, all the various flu shots.
My aunt got spinal meningitis. She got spinal meningitis from a flu shot. She got about, I don't know, 15 or so, 20 years ago. She'll never get another shot.
Flu shot, you can get, or Guillain-Barré syndrome, or something called SIVRA, which is shoulder injury related to vaccine administration, which is the number one now vaccine injury being reported across the board for about the last 2 to 3 years, for which you can get injury compensation claims for, because people are getting flu shots from doctors and nurses and pharmacists and people that don't know what they're doing. They're giving the flu, administering it incorrectly, and causing a lifetime of disability to someone for getting a flu shot.
Oh my gosh. Is it true there's aborted fetal tissue in vaccines?
Yes, there are, but not in flu shots. Do I have time? I guess we're out of time. There was one other thing I wanted to say, but
15 seconds. Go ahead. 15, 20 seconds. You go ahead.
The key of our boot camp course is a person wrote in and said this. The time has come for ordinary people like me to take a public stand. We must come together and defend our most basic human rights and responsibilities. I want to take this course so that I can bridge the gap and become a force of change in my community. So we hope to see. Thank you so much for all your support, Daniel, while we've been doing this. And so mastering vaccineinfo.com/enroll now. Send me an email and I'll send you a free ebook on the importance of fever.
God bless you. And if you didn't catch that email address, you can call Jay. She'll give it to you. Very important. Sherry Tenpenny, is a pleasure. It is an honor. Thank you for what you're doing. God bless you. God keep you what you're doing, and the truth get out there. Let's overcome this. Keep our children safe. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you. Remember, if you're listening shortwave later today or in 30 minutes, I'll be on the phone call if you want to call and talk to me. Love to hear from you. 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. support small businesses, and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivore.